Any person who does our training because for professional reasons, on day two goes, whoa, what is this? This whole course is all about me. I thought I was coming here to learn about other people. This is quite confronting, actually. I kind of expected to sit in a bunch of lectures and just learn some details about emotional anatomy. Absolutely not. Buckle your seats. The personal development is just phenomenal. And what it's centered around, the whole thing, is acknowledgement. Have you ever thought of acknowledgement as critical to healing, to health? Have you thought that? Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of who you are, critical to health and healing. Acknowledgement. You get acknowledged for 8 days straight. 8 full, intensive days of acknowledgement on you with the whole group. It's incredible. I want to share with you an experiment that happened in 1944 where there were 40 babies and they were put in an institution like a clinic and they were given impeccable physical environment. Their physiological needs were met at the highest level. Fed, bathed, nappies changed, the whole works. But this was the rule. This was the experiment. You are not to connect or acknowledge that baby at all. I know, it's shocking. We learn a lot out of this. You were not to make any eye contact, any kind of connection, but you were to maintain their physiological process impeccably. They had to stop this experiment after 4 months because half of the babies had died. They had died. Blood tests reveal they have perfect physical health. There is no reason why they die. If we are machines, why did they die? What did they lack? There was no connection. There was not one bit of connection. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me so I know that I'm alive. So what happened is the babies stopped crying. Their facial expressions stopped happening. They stopped trying to interact with the carers. And they would just go still. And then they die. Now, when I talk to people about who they are, their purpose in life, and all this stuff, the common theme is this person has not felt that they were truly acknowledged for who they are in their life. That's at the center of it. Most people I meet, like 99%, are in survival mode. People are spending a lot of time and energy securing a comfortable death. Are you going to do this job you hate for the next 10 years? Yeah, I'll get my long service leave and I'll get my super and my thing and I'm just making sure I'm real secure so that when I get all screwed up and old, I'll be okay. That's how we live. Because the light in us, the light that just beams when acknowledgement happens. I've got an 8-year-old son and he's constantly going, "Dad, did you see that? Did you see what I just did?" Like, "Yeah, mate." We swim at the pool, he swims this morning, he was doing it, and he gets to the other end, he look up, look straight at me. I'm like, "Good buddy," he's like. He thinks he's the bomb. His light just went. And the light goes much, much brighter if I actually see him, not give him acknowledgement for the things I think he should be good at, but give him acknowledgement for what he naturally feels, for what he naturally loves. And not tell him not to follow that, but to follow it fully. And he feels acknowledged. So the light goes out like this, and when the light goes out like this, this dark room has light in it. You can see everything in it. I say to my son, "What do you want?" He goes, "I want this." Off he goes. Because he can see what's in his room. He can see what's around him. Most people I meet, they barely got a light on. "What do you want?" "Is there a light on in there?" "No, there's no light on in there." When you get seen, that light comes on, and you know what's scarier? Do you know what's more scary than being able to see what's around you and see what's there to know what you want? Is being seen. Being noticed. Because it's only going to make your light shine brighter. And as soon as your light shines brighter, it calls in more responsibility. Because you know this 8-day intensive is purpose designed for that, to bring that light through acknowledgement, through the emotional anatomy. And it's just such a phenomenal process.